Hey, and that's the Umatilla Singers coming to you from the KBOO studio this afternoon. Thank you, listeners, for joining us. This is Metakwe Oyasin with your new host for the day, David Liberty. Eugene can't join us, but he should be able to drop in sometime during the show today, we're hoping, if he can get away from the job. But I was real fortunate when I got in here after I'd been here a while to get a couple guests in the studio. I want to welcome Ed Edmo and his son John.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming by. So, Ed, I'm glad you came by because you've got a new book out that you are promoting, and tell us about it.
It's called These Few Words of Mine, and I got it republished under Slalla House, my publishing company.
Yeah?
It's a reprint of my first book, published in 85 by Blue Cloud Quarterly.
Oh, it must have sold out. Now you need to start
making more
copies.
More copies, yeah.
Good.
Ann Morton helped me set this up. Ann Morton, she's a retired teacher, friend of the family for quite a long time.
Oh.
Thank you, Ann.
Yeah.
And we're doing the Buckskin Bards tonight, B-A-R-D-S, me and Vince Weinstein reading poetry.
The Buckskin Bards.
Yeah.
Where is that going to happen?
It's going to be at the New Student Community Center on Southwest Jackson and Broadway, the last lot south of the parking lot and the security building.
Yeah.
7 p.m. tonight.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, good. Let's get everybody up there to see you and Vince.
Yeah.
And hear some good spoken word.
Good, good.
Did you want to read something from your book
for us
today?
Yes, I have a couple of poems here.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't show us too much or we'll cut into the book sales.
Yeah, it started a long, long time ago. It rose out of the ashes of countless primitive campfires. We call it by a name. We call it civilization. But it really begins with you, knowing who you're not, knowing what you don't want to be like, but most of all, knowing who you are now. This is entitled, There Has Been Something. There has been something. Sometimes it's a song, sometimes a whisper. Sometimes it appears to be an animal. Other times, weeping, I hear it. There's been something that has disappeared from my mother earth. I'm not sure what it was, but sometimes at night I can hear it in the wind, or it comes to me in my dreams, like the smell of salmon cooking. This is my wife's favorite poem.
Those are good images, Ed.
Yeah, thank you. Mountain. I like that mountain over there. I don't want to walk on Old Man Mountain. I don't want to dig holes in his face. I don't want the smoke getting in the way of the sunshine, because I do believe that sunshine's too. I don't want to hurt that mountain over there because a mountain hasn't hurt me. And besides, I don't want to get that mountain mad at me.
Good idea.
Yeah.
Hey, Ed, you are Shoshone Bannock, is that right?
This person, yeah, I'm a little bit of Sletz. All tribal
enemies. All combined together in one, huh?
In one, yeah. Yeah.
And you've been living in Portland how long?
Since 64.
Long time.
I wrote a short story called After Slalla. I was raised at Slalla Falls.
Yeah.
My father would tell me Indian legends. I remembered the legends told to me, and I do them to a business. I own my own business.
Uh-huh.
I tell Indian legends.
Well, if somebody wants to contact you to have you come and tell your legends, how could they do that?
They can call me at 503-256-2257. My machine's always on. Or they can email me, ededmo4@yahoo.com.
Okay, good.
I have a website, ededmo.tripod.com. So,
uh-huh.
Yeah.
Good deal. And what if somebody wanted to buy your book, Ed, where would they go?
They can call me or get a hold of me on the web or on my email, and I'll send them the $10 autographed.
Okay, so it's not at Powell's Bookstore?
No, not yet.
Just you're distributing it yourself?
Myself, yes.
Okay, good.
This is my signature poem called Indian Education Blues. I wrote this like in 68 up in Bend. I was trying to go to college. And this appears on the TriMet bus is called Poetry in Motion, one of the first poems published. Then it was published in New Zealand in A Nation Within, and that was published in Well, it's on in stone at Valley Library, Oregon State University.
Good.
What I like about that, I didn't have to die first.
Yeah, nice.
Poets like poetry in granite and stone are all dead white guys.
Did you get a copy for yourself, too?
Not the stone one. No.
Oh,
still
geez.
Still at the foyer at the library.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, good.
Indian education blues. I sit in your crowded classrooms and learn how to read about Dick, Jane, and Spot. But I remember how to get a deer. I remember how to beadwork. I remember how to fish. I remember the stories told by the old, but Spot keeps showing up, and my report card is bad.
Hey, who was it who said, the melting pot is all right as long as you melt white?
Oh, I wrote that poem. You bring me soap and dirty water to wash away your star-spangled sins. You brag about your big melting pot, but everyone who melts, melts white. That's unpublished, right? We just put it at a class.
Yeah, I heard you say that one time in a presentation. It stuck with me.
Good.
It was a good one.
Yeah. Tonight's going to be the Buckskin Bards. Me and Vince Wannesey are going to be reading our poetry. We have books and things for sale, so.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Good.
New Student Community Center.
Now, does he have a book?
Yes, he has a book in there also.
Good.
Poems for sale.
Well, you tell him, Ed, to come down here sometime, and we'll promote his book.
And this is funded by the Potlatch Fund out of Seattle. It's a philanthropic, Native American philanthropic organization. Potlatch Fund paid for my book to get published.
Great.
Yeah.
So the sales are all profit.
I'll have to pay my printing fee first and more to set it up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's plenty of bills to pay when you start publishing your own materials. Well, good, Ed. Thanks a lot for coming by.
Thank you.
And we want to hear a song from John before you leave. John, who has sung with the Black Lodge Singers, America's number one drum group. Right, John?
That's correct.
Yeah, that's right. So why don't you do a live song? I brought my drum here today, and I know you're a drummer and singer, so... why don't you do a song for us today, John, if you would? Yeah, if you want to stand up, use that mic right there. We'll plug it in and cut yours down. And there it should be ready to go, John. Probably don't need the headphones. Just go ahead and play away there.
Hello.
49er, huh?
John goes to the 49s. They have at the White Swan and at Grand Round. He does the 49ers.
Yeah, makes sense. How old are you, John?
16. Or says 17, almost 18.
Almost 18, huh? Here, let me bring your mic back on. There we go. Well, are you drumming with a drum right now, John?
Yeah.
Are you still with Black Lodge?
I'm with Northern Creek now.
Oh.
Northern Creek and Black Lodge.
Yeah.
And, yeah, babe. Yeah.
Well, where's Northern Creek going to be playing at next, you know?
Montana.
Oh, Montana. Hope you got lots of gas money.
Well,
thanks for the song, John.
You're welcome.
And Ed, thanks for coming by. So,
thanks for having us come by.
Yeah, and everybody out there, be sure and catch the Buckskin Bards tonight. And check Ed's web page. And do you have information about that event tonight on your web page?
It should be on my calendar.
Okay. Yeah. And what was the location for that again?
Edmo.com. Tripod, TRIPOD.com.
All right.
Yeah.
And the show will be...
at 7 p.m. at the New Student Community Center, Portland State.
And that was Southwest Broadway.
That's at Broadway and Jackson.
Okay.
Just before you get to the freeway, it's going to be on the right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
All right.
Good. Thank you.
Well, thank you, Ed. And
funded by Potlatch when they got to let that get credit.
And will it? Is there an admission fee for people
coming to
the show?
No.
Free.
Coffee, snickerdoodle, tea, and water.
And donations requested?
Okay, you can buy a book.
Oh, buy a book. Yeah. That's right. Okay. All right, Ed. Well, thanks again for
coming on.
And come by any time. We'd love to have you on again sometime.
Yeah.
And in case you didn't know, that was the music of Indigenous. Things We Do was the name of that song. My name is David Liberty, and thank you for joining us this afternoon here on Metakawe Oyasin. Eugene Johnson cannot be here today, so I am taking over at the board. It's kind of fun because he started out in radio when I was a kid, junior in high school, where the board was much simpler back then in those days. We had 8 tracks and reel-to-reels and cassettes and phonographs. It was the good old days of radio. Well, that was nice of Ed Edmo to come by. It's always good to hear his words. Ed is one of the leaders in the community, and it's really nice to have Ed around to remind us where we come from, to hear the stories that came from our grandfathers, especially stories from Celilo. Since Ed grew up at Celilo, you always hear some great stories from him about growing up there and what life was like for kids at Celilo Falls before they inundated the falls. So thanks again, Ed, for stopping by. I've got a few announcements. Of course, Buckskin Bards is going on tonight, to remind you again to stop in and hear Ed and Vince Wannacy, also known as Spook. Of course, it's free, as we said, at Portland State University's Native American Student and Community Center. So that's pretty easy to find at the end of Broadway, just before you hit the freeway, the 405. So be sure, and if you're doing nothing or cancel all your plans, and go see the Buckskin Bards. I'm sure it'll be funny and entertaining up there at the Native American Student and Community Center, Portland State University. Okay, we heard a couple of tunes already today, and one from John, who only did one verse of his 49 song that he played. And that's my drum you heard him playing it on, so we may end up hearing another song by yours truly later on in the show, if I get the courage up. There's a lot going on in Indian country. Here locally, of course, a big deal that's been in the news is the closing of the Fish Passage Center. And this is a group of scientists who monitor the numbers of fish going up and down the Columbia River, in and out around Columbia River Basin. And the Fish Passage Center didn't give the results that the government wanted to see, so Senator Craig from Idaho decided he would just write off the Fish Passage Center in a bill and say, oh, we don't need these guys, let's find somebody else to do it. Fish Passage Center was funded by the Bonneville Power Administration, and they had to advertise for who was going to take over. See, because the needs are still there. The Fish Passage Center provided all this information to scientists around the region. Now that they're closed, the scientists still need that information, and the money is still being spent to do the work that the Fish Passage Center did. Only now they are contracting the work out to one of their favorite companies, Battelle, who has multitudes of contracts with the United States government. And part of the reason Senator Craig didn't like the information coming from the Fish Passage Center, he thought it was biased. Well, Battelle has been working government contracts, and probably are less objective than the Fish Passage Center, in my estimation. They are centered out of Hanford Nuclear Reservation. I have dealt with Battelle a few times. I was working on the Hanford Nuclear Reservation when Kennewick Man was discovered. And it's unfortunate that an agency that has been doing such good work for so long, the Fish Passage Center, has to get cut for no legitimate reason, without any public debate or consideration by agencies that are dependent on this information coming from the Fish Passage Center. So there has been a lawsuit filed by the tribes and some other environmental agencies. And let's see, there's sport fishermen agencies, I think, are involved in it too. I don't have the information in front of me, forgive me. But they filed the lawsuit in court against the closure of the Fish Passage Center, and it's in federal court, so hopefully they'll make a decision soon on that item. But really the problem is Senator Craig, and when he gets information that he doesn't like, he decides to kill the messenger, which is probably the standard operating procedure for the current administration. But I'll keep you informed about what's going on with that later as the case comes to the court, and hopefully it will get a positive outcome for the Fish Passage Center, because they do great work. And they've been doing it for 10, 11 years now, and there's no reason that they need to be shut down just because one senator doesn't like the information that's coming from the Fish Passage Center. They are scientists. They report their findings. But Senator Craig seems to think that it's a political organization and that they're only telling us that the salmon runs are getting bad for political reasons. So go figure. Senator Craig out of Idaho, by the way, has been a real enemy of the environment. So we've got to work on the state of Idaho and see what they can do to get rid of Senator Craig. You know, I had a lot on my agenda for today because there's so many things that come up in the news, and Eugene and I only come here every other week, so a lot happens in between the time we are gone and the time we get back. So I think what I'll do before I change topics here is play a little more music. And let's see, I think I have Jim Boyd queued up here. And we'll give a listen to Jim Boyd. If everything works out right, we're going to hear Jim Boyd. So wish me luck, ladies and germs. Here goes nothing. Huh? Is that the right one? No, that's not the right one. Okay, let's try it. Yeah. Yeah. I know. You're telling me, hey, that wasn't Jim Boyd. That was Indigenous. Yeah, well, that's what I get for pushing the wrong button. But we'll get to some Jim Boyd here later on in the show. I talked about the Fish Passage Center, and let's see, another hot topic in Indian country is the Cobell versus Norton lawsuit, wherein the class action on behalf of tribal members who have royalties that they were supposed to get paid for the last 120, 30 years, they have not gotten paid. Well, we've talked about the case on the air considerable, and it turns out the last I heard was that the plaintiffs, Cobell is the plaintiff in this lawsuit, they tendered a settlement offer that they thought was reasonable, which was not accepted by the defendant, Gail Norton, the U.S. government. Oh, and before I forget, you're listening to KBOO Radio 90.7 here in Portland, Vancouver, and the metro area. Got to remember to do that for the sake of the Federal Communications Commission so that everybody knows who they're listening to. And I'm supposed to do that at 2 o'clock, but so well. So the Cobell tendered an offer, and it was not accepted. So the government is just going to continue to delay and delay and delay, as we've mentioned before. Here's a hot topic that's more universal than just Indian country. Hey, did you hear that ExxonMobil made $36 billion in profit last year? That's pretty good money. Way to go, ExxonMobil. Oh, man, what are they going to do with all that money? Now, people wonder why the price of gas has gone up. Maybe it's because ExxonMobil wanted $36 billion in profits. Mm-hmm. Enough on that. The one issue that I forgot to mention right off the top is we need to remember who provides us with all of our needs. You know, our Mother Earth supplies us with everything we need to survive here on this planet. We get our oxygen, we get our water, we get our food. All of our physical needs are met by our Mother Earth, and we need to remember that. We need to honor our Mother Earth more often. A lot of people forget that she has provided us with so much, an abundance of more than what we need. And we need to show our appreciation by acting on her behalf. And this could mean anything from recycling, composting, any action that you can take to try and preserve as pristine an environment as we can save here on this earth. Indian people have traditionally been very close to our Mother Earth. When I was a little boy, I lived on the reservation on the Umatilla Indian Reservation near the town of Mission, Nikyawe. As its real name is Nikyawe. I was very fortunate as a young child on the Indian Reservation to have opportunities to go out into nature and look at what goes on out there. And from a very small child, I could wander around outdoors. The nearest neighbor was about a mile away, so we had plenty of room to run. And the nearest paved road was about 3/4 of a mile away. So it was pretty safe territory. We had a small running stream going by the house back on the res. And I was so fortunate as a young boy to get to wander around in the fields and in the drainage ditches and along the fence lines, kicking up pheasant, rabbit, deer, and really getting to see Mother Earth firsthand and up close. And that really stuck with me throughout my life. So I've always been led as much of an earth-centered life as I could. For instance, the work I'm doing right now with the Columbia River Intertribal Fish Commission is I'm the assistant librarian, and we are working on behalf of the salmon. And that we're working on behalf of my treaty right. My treaty right to fish doesn't do me much good if there's no fish to catch. So working with the Intertribal Fish Commission and doing what I can to support programs that help the fisheries. I've been an activist for years, testified at hearings on behalf of the salmon, and suggest that you too, that's something that we can do as humans, is go out and make our concerns known to people, the land managers, people in charge of making the major decisions on what's going to happen with our lands here. Go testify at hearings, I highly recommend. Write letters to your congressman, or in the case, land manager issues are made here locally most often. You've got agencies like the Bonneville Power Administration that's run right out of here, out of Portland. And they make a lot of management decisions that you need to reply to requests by BPA for testimony at hearings on different issues. It's really easy to keep tabs on things that are going on with the Bonneville Power Administration, and they have a bulk of authority, it seems, here on the Columbia River Basin and fish management issues. So it's good to be involved politically as much as you can. Because if you're working on behalf of our Mother Earth, everything that you do is good. And I'm sure you receive a blessing from that action. So remember, honor our Earth. The Mother has provided us with so much that we need to be considerate of her and treat her kindly. And so much for that topic. Now we're going to really try and hear from Jim Boyd off of his what's the name of this CD? First Come, Last Served. Yeah, and I think Powwow Highway is what I've got queued up here. So here's another Goot Indian tune, Jim Boyd.
Roll down Powwow Highway 40. KBOO Community Radio is proud to co-sponsor the 16th annual Cascade Festival of African Films from February 3rd through March 4th. This year's festival highlights include films from Angola opening and closing the festival, and an examination of the African legacy in Mexico through screening, symposium, and community conversation. Additionally, there will be a spotlight on AIDS in Africa, Women Filmmakers Week, and appearances by some of the directors at the film festival. For more information, visit AfricanFilmFestival.org or call 503-244-6111, extension 3630.
Jump if you get belly to Bhutan. Drink if you get belly to Taken. Enjoy yourself as you think you shall be. Enjoy yourself as you think you shall be.
And we're back. That was Jim Boyd, Powwow Highway, number 49. And you're listening to Matakwe Oyasa, and this is David Liberty winging it alone without Eugene today. He couldn't make it. A little scheduling difficulties, but he should be back in a couple weeks. So we'll just have to make do with what you got today. We also, Eugene and I, have been looking for some help. We would like preferably a student, anybody who is young and interested in radio or television or media programming. We would like to get some more young people involved in the programs that Eugene and I are involved in, and that is here with KBOO. And we're also do a program on MCTV here locally. And we would love to have interject some youth into the programming that we've got. You know, the programs that we do here, you're getting an old man's perspective relative to what we could be seeing with the teenagers and youth today, who have a whole new sense of what kind of music they like and what kind of programming they like, issues that are of interest to them. You know, Eugene and I are limited in by our age, really, because we're not in touch with the youth of America as much as I'd like to think I was. But we want our native people to get the opportunity to hear programming from native youth. And I just saw online today the Lakota have a program where they are training tribal youth in radio and television and media production. And that was really cool. I would love to see something like that for Indian people here in this community. And it can start right here at KBOO if you want it. So, or listeners, if you know of someone who you think might be able to help our program and contribute, we would love to have you contact us or have that person contact us. Eugene's email address, he can be reached at kbooindian@yahoo.com. And my email address is rockman722@charter.net. So give us a ring if you're interested in being a part of progressive media here in the Portland community. We would love to hear from you. So with that, let's go to another song. I think I've got Ulele queued up here on number two. So let's see what happens here. All right. Yeah, there we go.
Maxita mui kan swa evi mampewa hokahino dahon tani kaitai kiwe mei tai nankaya ya muni ewa jite nankaya ya muni ewa jite.
Out there, I missed the button. That's okay. We are trying to play one of the messages that we need to provide for our KBOO listeners. Let's see if I can get the right cut here. We can play it for you. Oh, well, I'll just have to try again here while we're doing another song, because I want to hear some Black Lodge. We had John Edmo in here earlier, who has been on the road with Black Lodge regularly, although right now he's playing with Northern Cree. So we're going to play a Black Lodge. I think it's a veteran's song. So here we go. We want to hear a little Black Lodge Singers. Let's see, where do I have them queued up? Right here.
I sing you.
Nope, that's not it. Here we go. Black Lodge Singers.
Time, we the Black Lodge Singers would like to dedicate this veteran song to all the veterans throughout the United States and Canada, and we certainly thank you for your services. Thank you.
Saturday, February the 11th, the PCC African Film Festival will host a special symposium and community conversation on the African legacy in Mexico. The program will offer the community an opportunity to learn more about the history and cultural influences of the Africans in Mexico. At 10 a.m., the program will start off with a trilogy presented by Mexican film director Rafael Robayar Corona. The trilogy will include his films The Forgotten Root, From Florida to Coahuila, and his work in progress, Incursion into the Hills. In the afternoon, the director and other experts in the fields will speak on the Afro-Mexican identity, followed by a community conversation with local activists and audience members. Both events will be held in the new Moriarty Arts and Humanities Building, Auditorium Room 104, at the Cascade Campus on 705 North Killingsworth Street. This KBOO co-sponsored event will be free to the public. For more information, go to www.africanfilmfestival.org or call 503-244-6111, extension 3630.
Spell on it. I'll read my words, I will do more. She'll put a spell on it.
Oh, yeah, there they are, Redbone,
yeah,
ladies
baby.
And gentlemen. Boy, that's an old band you don't hear much anymore, do you, Eugene?
No, but I hear they're back together, aren't they? Something like that.
It wouldn't surprise me. Everybody's coming back 30 years later and doing it, their last tour.
Yeah. They're I'm broke and I need to make my car payment tour.
That's right. I had to sell my house in the Bahamas, so...
And, of course, with the Rolling Stones, though, it's like I have to buy another yacht tour.
Yeah.
I have to think of my retirement tour.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, man. I can't believe those guys are so dang old now.
Yeah, everybody's, what they said, the baby boomers are hitting 60 this year.
Yeah.
So.
Yep. And, hey, don't forget out there, folks, we're still looking for people to come down and help, and we're going to continue to hassle you until
right.
you do come down and help, and then
That's
we're going
right.
to hassle you some more.
Yeah.
Till you get your own show as well.
Mm-hmm.
And till we have a Native American TV show or TV channel.
Channel, the Native American channel. I like that.
Native American radio station.
Uh-huh.
Got to do it, folks. Let's do it. Of course, you know, I don't expect that to happen, like, tomorrow or anything, but...
No, but there are other cases where you have, like, American Indian Radio... What's that? Eros. It's
Eros. American Indian Radio on satellite.
On satellite, yeah. So it can be done.
Yeah.
People are doing it.
Yeah, so let's do it local here.
Yeah.
Local everywhere.
That's right.
Let everybody know, hey, we're still here.
As we're speaking
we still
from
want
the
it all
community.
Back. We want everything back. All
That's
of it.
That's right. So I'm glad you could stop by, Eugene.
So am I.
You're late.
I'm late.
You're late.
I'm late.
An hour late.
We're very important. I'm late.
But at least you did come by, and you have a poem you want to read. Isn't that what I heard?
Yeah. From my, it came out of some things I heard on my, about my reading on my birthday.
Oh, your reviews?
Yeah.
The
well,
review of the reviews?
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You know, it came out of... some personal issue stuff, so.
Yeah.
Want to hear it?
Most poetry does.
Oh, it does.
Yeah, I want to hear it.
It's called A Mixed Bag of Tricks. A white auntie read my book. She said she didn't say she hated it, but she did say I sure was angry and mentioned to my sister that I'm half white as well. At the annual white family reunions, a younger cousin, encouraged by his white grandma, would ask me all sorts of questions. Do you have a horse? No. Do you have a bow and arrow? No. You're not a real Indian. But I must be a real Indian because my white grandparents celebrated Christmas with the white grandkids, and the white grandkids would have a separate holiday where the white grandparents bought them expensive gifts and they were told not to tell us. Us Indian kids got gifts worth less than a dollar. If they really believed us to be white, wouldn't we have gotten similar gifts? Being half white, wouldn't that entitle us to gifts that were half as expensive? Being half white, can I go to half the KKK meetings, half the skinhead rallies, half the Aryan Brotherhood meetings? Could my white half kill my Indian half and take half of my land? If I went to boarding school, would the priests have only stuck it in halfway? When I sit in a room full of white people I don't know, I wonder which ones want to kill me for being a darkie in the midst of their all-white privilege. Would being half white save half my ass? I could do my best to pass, cut my hair, dye it blonde, bleach my skin, only to have some white guy find out and ask why I don't honor my heritage. Here in the land of alleged freedom, I am not allowed to be who I am. Louisiana, I've heard, has a one-drop law. If you have one drop of black blood, you are all black. I'm an Indian till you become uncomfortable, and you'll remind me I'm part white, but I'll still never benefit from white privilege. Blood quantum is a white thing, and it doesn't mean crap. Indians will put me in a box, too, though not to the extent Whitey does. It's so odd to have others define my race for their own convenience. Once I'm confined in the proper box, it's easier to find me in the crosshairs, find where I live, put me on a train in a boxcar with the last of us. I can sit in a room full of Indians and feel accepted. Remember what I said about the room full of white people? I can never forget. Hidalgo was a mixed-blood horse with a mixed-blood Indian. When I saw things in a meditation, my mixed blood friend said it dealt with mixed blood feelings, mixed blood, charging forward, pushing forward, getting up and moving forward, mixed blood. Hold to the quarter blood quantum, define them out of existence, white man mathematics. My seventh grade social studies teacher told my whole class there were no real Indians left. Even if my white half declared its white superior, in its white superiority that my Indian half was defined out of existence, I still couldn't join the KKK. It's not your blood, but what you do with it. How you live. Can you tell which half of me is white? Maybe if you felt around. You savage! Should I rip off your bodice now? Isn't that what mixed bloods do to captive white women? Mixed blood means I'm impure, unclean, partially human, not human at all. I know who I am. And while you are busy trying to cram me into your boxes to define for yourself who and what I am, I will still demand it all back. I will still demand what is right. Put that in a box and stick it in your closet.
Hey!
I'm glad you brought your drum today, man.
That's how the drummers clap at a powwow.
Woohoo! Yeah. So, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You're
I'm
welcome.
Honored then.
You're welcome.
Sweet. That's a nice drum, man.
Oh, yeah. Thanks to my sister. Christmas present 3 years ago.
Right on.
Yeah. And we even had Ed Edmo's son playing it here this afternoon.
That's sweet.
Yeah, that was fun for Ed to stop by and say hi and promote his publication and that Bards of Buckskin Bards tonight.
Next time, stay longer, Ed.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, get him to tell some long stories next time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's hear a tune from Aragon Star. I want to listen to this girl.
She was supposed to be in town in October and do a video, but she never did show up.
That's right. She talked to us about it, and then it never happened. She was going to get tribal youth and everything to help her do it.
Yeah. Aragon, are you out there? Are you listening on the computer
That's
somewhere?
Right.
Aragon?
We're not going to play your songs if you don't come back.
How can we be in your video and become really famous?
That's right.
If you don't come over here and do the video with us on it.
That's right. I don't know.
Okay. Well, here
okay.
We go.
We'll listen to her anyway. Okay. We still love her.
Yes, we do.
Yeah, we do.
We love you, Aragon. Oh, yes, we do.
On a dusty shelf, old Indian bones. Of their own. They want to dance, they want to sing, but there's just one thing they do not have. A home.
Yeah, Indian bones. What are they doing with all those Indian bones on the shelf? Any ideas, Eugene?
Well, I think they're... Making charms out of them or something to protect themselves for... I have no idea. It's just sick. They're nuts.
Sick. Using it.
Unlike the Kennewick Man stuff, which, you know all about that. It's just nuts. Hey, you're back.
Yeah.
Yay. Lisa Loving's back.
Lisa, hi.
We love you, Lisa. Oh, yes, we do. We don't love anyone as much as you. So I have to give her a hug before I leave.
Yeah, speaking of Kennewick Man... Supposedly, these archaeologists that did the study are supposed to release some information on him in February from their extensive studies that they've done.
Yeah, you mean like the site reports and stuff? They're gonna...
No, there won't be nothing that really is supposed to be required by law or anything. This is just what they
or science
do
for that matter.
Right. So, if there is a report coming out, you can bet I'm gonna read it. I want to steal it and get. Read it and then comment on it and let you KBU listeners know what I think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, in my opinion, it's all just another part of the American domination of the Native Americans here in this country because, in order to keep their illegal control of our land in this current occupation, the best way to do is to constantly, perpetually do what they can to humiliate us as a people.
Mm-hmm.
And to deny the fact that we were here before them, because that way somehow it justifies smallpox blankets and raping our children in boarding schools.
Well, as Paul Harvey would put it, it was poetic justice. Since we wiped out the white men who were here first, and then it was okay for them to wipe us out, according to Paul Harvey.
Yeah, and where's this science? Probably, yeah. Nobody knows where this science is. Because there is none, zero. But, it's easy to speculate and say whatever you want about history that you don't know because, pretty much most of the actual Indian history has been destroyed by the invaders who slaughtered our people illegally. But
I've heard it said that the dams on the Columbia River covered up what was equivalent to the gold tablets that the Aztecs had that were destroyed during the invasion of the Spanish.
Yeah. Well, they got the gold at least.
Yeah, they got all the gold and silver. And
Paul Harvey, if you're listening, up yours, buddy.
Yeah, really.
Where'd you get your science?
I hope he listens to the show. I don't know, Eugene.
Pulled out of my behind.com. Up yours, Paul Harvey.
Oh, yeah, we visit that site all the time.
Yeah.
That's where we get most of our information for the show.
Yeah.
So how are we doing on time here,
Eugene?
Oh,
we got about 15 minutes.
Hey, I played that Redbone song, Witch Queen, from New Orleans.
Woohoo!
And haven't heard it in so long, so I thought I'd play another Redbone song.
Do it.
They're biggin', the big hit.
Yeah. And so. I might have to take off here, so I'll say goodbye to everybody. See y'all later.
Okay, well, thanks for the
revolution
brief time.
Now, folks. Now. We need a revolution before anything else.
That's right.
Don't vote Democrat. Don't vote Republican. Revolt.
Right on. Thanks for coming by, Eugene.
Hey, no problem.
And we'll see you again in 2 weeks, brother.
You bet.
All right. Here is Redbone. yeah, and there is Redbone from the 70s. That was back when I was a teenager, and they had the... This hit actually got up to number 2, I think, on the pop charts, so one of the few native bands that really had a popular following and had a hit. So I'm trying to decide whether I should do a song. Go, folks, a little live music from KBOO again. That was an old Ponca tune from the late 1400s. Been around a while, so glad to bring it to you today. And speaking of old Ponca tunes, oh, I've got an old war song here that I love to play, a Ponca war song. We actually have to cue it up on the turntable and spin it around at 33.5 revolutions per minute. So here we go. Let's hear this old Ponca song. I thought I had it queued up right. I guess not. Oh, yeah, here it is. I had the wrong channel. Oh, that was an old, old Ponca war song that I've got a set of albums from called Music of the American Indian, and I like to bring it in when I've got my own show to do. So let's change the tunes a little bit and hear some nice, easy Carlos Nakai. Are the haunting sounds of Carlos Nakai from his CD Sanctuary. Sanctuary. Very haunting tune. And I love the reverb that he's got in there. Okay, the show is almost over, and I've got another song queued up from the Umatilla Singers to go out on. I just wanted to mention that I got some bad, sad news from home. My sister came up the weekend before last, and turns out one of my friends is hooked on crystal meth, and both her kids were taken from her. So I just want to tell you people how much of a scourge crystal methadrine has been on the reservation. Some other friends of mine have got hooked on it, and even off the reservation, it's a big problem with my brother. My stepbrother was lost due to crystal methadrine. So it's a topic that's real close to my heart, and I miss you, Matt. I love you, Matt. I'm sorry that you had to leave before your time, but sometimes it happens. So we are ready to go out here, and I'll leave you with the Umatilla Singers, and we'll see you in a couple weeks.